So glad you are with us. More on the Giannis situation. What are they talking about right now? How likely is he to stay in Milwaukee or go somewhere else? Telly Hughes joins us coming up in about 5 minutes to talk through that story. First, another very interesting story. A Milwaukee teen to face adult court in 7-year-old kidnapping case. Tori Lowe, 101.7 The Truth, is with us in the studio. Tori, I know you talked about this on the show. Good to have you here. Thanks
for
being
here. How y'all doing? Thank y'all for having me as usual.
So this is a strange story. A 14-year-old boy charges an adult in connection with the kidnapping of a 7-year-old boy at gunpoint. What do we know about this story?
This is a huge story over the summer. Jamal White was kidnapped. Yeah. We had video. They had video of this. This was a huge thing that went viral on social media. But prosecutors charged Barry Coleman, 14 years old, with multiple counts, including kidnapping and possession of a dangerous weapon as a minor. This is interesting because I thought it was an older gentleman involved.
Me too.
As well. So there was.
There were three people involved.
Right. Well, they're saying that this 14-year-old masterminded
this
whole situation. This is what makes it so ridiculous. So you got a young 14-year-old being waived to adult court now over a situation of a kidnapping. And I just wonder, it makes me scratch my head, how do you, as an adult or as an older adult, older than 14, allowed this to happen?
It was an exchange for $100,000 in cash and jewelry, and I don't know how a 14-year-old could have that kind of brain.
That's what I'm saying. It's just another level that we may be missing here, because I'm going to tell you right now, when you see things that happen with kidnapping and people trying to get money, and they said that the mother was involved in illegal activity, allegedly she was a drug dealer. But what I'm saying is, now you have this young 14-year-old that is now being charged with the masterminding of this kidnapping. And I'll say this, this is something that when you look at the system and when you look at all of the things that we see recently, there was a 12-year-old girl in the news that with her 4-year-old brother that it had a warrant for her arrest for battery to a police officer.
Right.
And so what is going on with these young people?
I mean, this is a crazy story. So originally they alleged that the 14-year-old was going to rob the mother.
Right.
And then he changed his mind. He said, instead, let's grab the boy. And so they grab him. They get in a car. I think he was gone overnight, wasn't
he? And what happened was they went after, I think the father ran in the house.
Yeah, he sprinted in the house.
He ran in the house. So the little boy was out riding a big wheel or bike or something, and they just grabbed him.
How does the dad, the video went viral everywhere.
Right.
You can see the dad running in the house as he's being chased, and he left his boy out
His son out there.
Good luck, son.
Come on.
Good luck, son. I'm going in the house.
It triggered an Amber Alert.
This was one of the stories that spread it, I'm talking about, all over the country.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, what's going on in Milwaukee when you have this kind of behavior with a 14-year-old and as recent as the 12-year-old girl, all involved in kidnapping ideas, just kind of wild kind of lifetime type stories going on in the city of Milwaukee.
So you're connected to this community. What is going on in our community?
I think there's a lot of neglect going on underneath. Today we talked about the lead poisoning that was going on with the paint. Now, you know, I fought for many years to bring attention to the lead laterals. And when I was doing that, I heard, oh, we got the paint under control. We have remediation programs, weatherization programs. But now I look up and I see today that thousands of children are being negatively affected by lead paint still.
Right, the testing.
In 2025.
Yeah, and so your point is that maybe some of this is... Maybe.
Just
maybe.
It's too ridiculous to believe that somebody would actually, in a right mind, do something like this.
It's a crazy story.
Could be lead poison.
Could be. It's fascinating talk. It's Tori Lowe, 101.7 The Truth, 1 to 4 every single day. Tori, we appreciate you when you make some time for us.
Hey, look, thank you for having me.
It is 4:13 at WTMJ. One of the stories everybody's talking about is Giannis. What is going on with Giannis? It appears that talks are happening right now between Giannis's reps in the middle of the season and the Bucks about his future. We will sort through it with Telly Hughes up next.